Hi everyone, I'm Monica Perez and this is 5 Minutes with Mooney, where we talk with fantasy and sci-fi romance author Linda Mooney about her latest books and upcoming releases. Linda, I want to talk about Iguana. When you first told me about Iguana, I was under the impression it was like the movie Splash. Once I started reading it, it took me in a whole other direction. Why a mermaid?
Why a mermaid? Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that I was looking at what a lot of people considered fantasy at the time, and I was seeing a lot of fairy stories, and I was seeing a lot of ghost stories, what they were calling fantasy at the time. They now call them paranormal. And I was just wanting to go into a whole different, I wanted to go down a different road. So what happened is, at some point or another, I came across a Little Mermaid picture that intrigued me. And the more I got to thinking about it, the more I got to realizing, I wonder if I can go about this in a different way. And of course, I thought about Splash. I thought about how, you know, the water hits her and she becomes a mermaid and the water goes away and she has legs. I thought, no, let's do this different. Let's make it to where she can be more human. I wanted to make her appear more human and less of a fantasy element. At the time, my husband does a lot of traveling for work, and at the time he had to go to Colorado, and I had the time off from my work, my job, to go with him. So I went up there, and I absolutely loved Colorado, Colorado Springs, Pueblo. And I thought, I'm going to put that in a book. Well, the original people from Colorado, the original Native Americans, are Ute. And I just, from there, I went to half Ute, half Navajo, and came up with John Eagle Talon. I don't know where I came up with Maya's second skin that she puts on to become the mermaid, but the gills were there. That's how I came about, and with having a mermaid, I really can't say when anything hits me. It's just sort of like I wake up one morning and it's all gelled.
Okay. I got to tell you, we all love Buck. Wish I had him as my family member. But where did her attitude come from? When we meet her and she's in that boardroom, she has a lot of spite. She has a lot of anger. She has, well, that's what she's portraying. But as we get to know her, Talon eventually starts to break through that barrier. Actually, they do it early on in the book when they're on their first assignment, which goes terribly awry. It's a bad assignment. But anyway, where does her attitude come from? Where does all of that actually, where is it embedded from? Who gave her that? And why?
Okay, the first thing I wanted not have her be is a dumb blonde. I didn't want, even though she's Scandinavian, I did not want her to be labeled with the dumb blonde bit. I wanted her to be intelligent, but at the same time, I wanted her very naive. This, the background of her is that she was born with this unique ability to breathe underwater. There, and her father was research scientist with the Navy. Her mother died early on, so obviously her mother didn't have any say-so in how she was being raised, because obviously a woman would not want her daughter raised in a think tank, in a research tank. But Mama was not around. Daddy raised her, and I think Daddy was pretty much brainwashed by the people he was working with, who saw her potential. And basically, she's very, very naive, but she's been treated badly. And as a result, she's had to develop this very hard outer core, as Talon called it, her Ice Queen facade, simply as a way of protecting herself, just protecting her feelings. She's been put through some pretty crappy experiences that, to her, that's normal. That was her life. That was what she grew up as knowing as normal, and she had no idea that normal people weren't treated this way. And it took Talon to show her what a real life could be like. And once she got that taste of actual warmth and love, then she knew that there was no way that she was going to be able to survive much longer in that lab unless she got out of it and got away from it and sought out Talon to help her through the transition.
Okay. Now, I got to tell you, this book is so good. It got 5 stars from Readers Views, and it is available at Amazon.com, or you can get an autographed copy at LindaMooney.com. I have mine. Mine's autographed.